the great and powerful Oz.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
Happy Friday. It is the 12th across Northeast Texas. Daniel Starks here. We do have Alice Reese on the line. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner. And she takes time out of her Friday mornings bringing us movie reviews here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We've got two movies to talk about, The Lone Ranger and Pacific Rim. Let's start off with Pacific Rim.
This was a pleasant surprise. I had been seeing previews for 6 or 8 months. It looked like a really cheesy, mindless Transformers versus Godzilla. I thought, I can't believe that Guillermo del Toro is making this movie. He's a Oscar nominated for his Pan's Labyrinth and Hellboy 1 and 2, and he's just really a technical genius usually, and I just couldn't believe it. But then I saw the movie, and I was pleasantly surprised that it is a involving and really spectacular thrill ride. It starts out not really big. You don't know about these big robotic transformer type machines or mechs, as they are called. At first, you just know about the terrible problems. It's another movie, unfortunately. I hope it's the last one of the summer. That is the end of the world. And one more apocalypse.
This is like, what, 4?
Yeah, I think it might be 6. I don't know. Oh, that's the only thing they can think of. I mean, week after week, the world's going. And the good news is that it survived. And this one, I don't know why, it's not as dire. They're only picking off Pacific cities that are on the ocean. So they've got San Francisco and these sea monsters, I should tell. There's a portal in the bottom of the ocean somehow, and these various kinds of, they don't all look alike, but they're all genetically related, and they are these beasts, and they come up, and they are the size of, you know, huge skyscrapers, very Godzilla-like, and they attack the cities, and they've gotten rid of Hong Kong and the San Francisco, and they're threatening Alaskan places, anything along the Pacific. And so the rest of the world is kind of placidly okay. So it's not truly an apocalyptic thing. It's just, you know, that part. But the story is, as I said, involving. It's complicated in the sense that these giant robotic machines are operated by pairs. And in this case, it's Raleigh Beckett, who's played by Charlie Hunan, and Mako Mori, who's played by Rinko Kikuchi, and she was a girl who was in Babel, nominated for an Oscar for that, a Japanese actress. And they are co-pilots of the Gypsy Danger, which is an older one of these giant robotic machines. And they are pitted with the difficult task of closing this ocean portal. They're going to try to use a thermonuclear blast to do that. It sounds like it's all pretty heavy stuff, but it's actually quite got a lot of humor. They've got Ron Perlman, who is a regular with Guillermo del Toro. He was Hellboy, and he in this plays a black marketeer named Hannibal Chow, who deals in these giant serpent organs. I mean, he sells them. And there's also Charlie Day, who plays a scientist, and he adds a lot of humor. And anyway, it turns out to be, I think, the best non-sequel in a long time.
Well, this next one's not really apocalyptic. It's more action-packed and adventure-like. We've got The Lone Ranger starring the one and only Johnny Depp. Let's talk about that one.
Yes, this was has been panned, critically knocked, not very well-received. But I am, on the other hand, not that negative about this movie. I was expecting it to be, because what I'd heard about it, and because I'm a week late in reporting on it, I had heard that it was, you know, the new Wild Wild West, which is a similar wacky, violent, big-budget action comedy more than anything. Well, this is light years better than that. It's got problems. It's way too long, 2.5 hours. And it's really uneven and got all these extra characters who have no business being there, notably Helena Bonham Carter. But you can't discount Johnny Depp. He can carry anything. And in this one, it is kind of strange because it's called The Lone Ranger, but it is actually should have been called Tonto because it's starring Johnny Depp as the Indian. and Native American, and Armie Hammer is actually his sidekick, the Lone Ranger. But they definitely reinvent this entire genre. And but my theory, by the way, on why it's not doing so well is because I think, you know, three or four generations back, it was really popular, or two generations, anyway, several generations back. But many people did not grow up listening to The Lone Ranger on the radio and early TV and having this as a accepted part of your life. It's new to most people, so they were not, you know, I think that's the hard sell on it. And but anyway, they have a great villain, William Fichtner, who is a bloodthirsty guy. He's literally bloodthirsty. And they have James Badge Dale, who plays John Reed's brother. John Reed is the real name of the Lone Ranger. And it's he plays Texas Ranger Dan Reed. But anyway, it's some people criticize it because of its treatment of the Native Americans. And it does kind of get into the plight of the story of how awful it's been for them. But it also, it's mostly just a slapstick comedy, and with the law and the crazy engine, as they call him. But Johnny Depp is just over-the-top, wild guy. And I think the hero of the whole thing is Silver, the beautiful horse that does crazy things like gallop across the top of a train. But for old-timers like me, just hearing having an excuse to watch The Lone Ranger and Tonto in an adventure and listening to the William Tell Overture in the background, it gives goosebumps to those of us of a certain age.
Because that's what it used to be like on the radio. You know, you had the William Tell Overture and all that stuff going on, if I'm not mistaken. And I never was able to listen to it.
Of course not.
Of course not. Anyway, Alice, thank you very much. It's been a great two reviews on these wonderful movies that are coming out and that have come out already in theaters near all of our listeners. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
You can hear Alice Reese live every Friday morning at 7:20 during Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR, or her archived episodes are available right now at KETR.org.